Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday's Beat Breakfast. It is the 22nd of April. And if you weren't with us last Wednesday, boy, oh boy, you're in for a little bit of a treat here this morning, because we sat around table before Easter. We went into a big office. We used a whiteboard and we came up with a few nuggets just for you. And this is our brand new game. Rachel from Beat News has joined us. She's excited. It's called Folie du Cinéma. Have you any idea what that is translated in English?
Well, it's French.
Yeah, but what is it in English?
Something to do with a film.
Good woman. It's movie madness. So, you know, we play a little game of movie madness with my beautiful early morning clubbers. Well, this is an extension of that.
Oh, God.
And it's just a little bit exciting.
I didn't hear this last week.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Rachel.
You're in for a treat.
Rachel. Uh-oh. You thought you were having a good week. You thought you were having the crack. And Uh-oh. Then you come in here this Wednesday morning and it is about to get lit. All right?
So. Well, that's quite a build up, isn't it?
Folie du Cinéma. Basically, Niall is going to give us cinema titles in another language.
Well known movies, right? And you get three different languages. And some of them are easy, some of them are harder. But I want you all to get the point. So I'll help you. Don't worry, okay. I'll help you along the way. Okay. There's no losers here on this game.
I can't see your beautiful face. Let me move that out.
I suppose you should go first, just to demonstrate.
Okay.
Sorry, can I ask, do you speak any other languages?
No.
No.
Neil.
No.
Okay.
I did French and I did German in secondary, but like most things, if you don't keep them up.
Yeah. Okay. Although they're in there.
Yeah, I mean, really the language that I want is Spanish, and I've been threatening for years to do Spanish lessons. Tom did them for a while and he really was better when we went over. I'd like to be able, because I see myself a place in the sun someday.
You
know,
the Duolingo. You do it at home.
I find it very hard to keep it up. It doesn't. I think I'd rather a person taught me, you know, a human. The human touch. Not the human touch. The human the human factor.
It's too early in the morning for me. I'm not used to this.
Okay, Mark's been on it. Mark was a fan of our blind rankings game, which was pre this, and he said, new game, this better be good. All right, Mark, calm down.
Okay, you ready to go?
Yeah, ready.
Let's do this. Okay, woo! Your first movie, and I actually told it live before 7, because I said there was no French. There is French today. There's no Spanish today, I'm afraid. We're going Italian today, okay?
Uh-oh.
So your
Italian. First movie in Italian is Il Re Leone.
Il Re Leone. Leone?
El Rey Leone.
El Rey Leone.
Il Re Leone.
Il Re Leone. 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 I just keep thinking of Leona Lewis. Leone.
Needed in the love.
Leone.
Like, what's French?
Hang on a second. Leone. Is that a name? No. Leone. Leone. Leonidas. Chocolate. There's a chocolate link there.
No.
Chocolat. Okay, go on.
French. Le Roi Lyon. Le Roi Lyon.
Lyon is a place.
It is.
Lyon is a place in France.
Yeah. That's not the spelling of it here, though.
How do you spell it?
I'm not at liberty.
Have to.
No, I'm not at liberty to give you the spelling, I'm afraid. Le Roi Lyon.
Le Roi. That is the rose of
the of Moon Point.
The rose of the
does anyone else know?
The rose of the lion. The rose of the lion's roar.
No, you're
is
getting
that close.
Well, yeah. You're
the lion. The lion.
You want the Irish?
Yeah, go on.
Henri Lyon.
Oh, the Lion King.
Yay!
Yeah!
There's a point.
What was that?
It's just the excitement when you get it, because you've gone through such a process with all the international languages.
International.
Okay, here's your second one this morning. Very well-known movie.
Yeah.
Italian. La migliore pistola.
Pistola.
La migliore pistola.
Something. A pistol. pistol. It's like a pistol gun. Liorole. What's the first word?
La migliore.
Pigliole.
Migliore.
Migliole. Migliole.
Okay, we go French.
Yeah, go.
Meio pistole.
You pistol. You gun. You.
Meio pistole.
Meio.
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 Meio. M-E-I-L-L-I-E-U-R. Meio pistole.
Miller. Milliner? No. Give me the Irish.
Okay, the Irish. Let's give it away now.
Okay.
Gunabar. Gunabar.
Bar Gun.
Do you know it? Yeah, of course you do. Yeah.
Oh, it's Top Gun.
Yeah. Oh, somebody said Naked Gun. That was a good guess, but no, Mayor is best
so
in French.
So good. I don't want this to end.
Okay, your third and final one. Italian.
You love
start
it, Rachel.
Sorry, I love the music and the
background. Yeah, it's very international.
I love this. Now, I don't speak French.
I don't speak French.
So I let the funky music do the talking. Talking, yeah. Do you love this game, though?
I do.
Great play-along ability.
Now, I must say, if it was in Spanish, I think I'd be better at it.
Okay, well, last week was Spanish. We're mixing it up. Might be German next week or Japanese. You never know.
Great game. It's actually, it's great radio, I have to say.
Okay, here's your third and final one. Number one, Italian. Now, let me have a look at this. Rovinatori di matrimoni.
Rovinatori. The matrimoni.
Rovinatori di matrimoni.
Matrimoni is marriage. Okay, so give me the first word again.
I'll say it slowly. Rovinatori.
Rovinatori.
Well, can I please point out, I forgot to mention, all this is from Google Translate. If you're actually Italian or French and this is not correct, please don't correct me.
Rovinatori, roving marriage, mixed marriage, moving around, moving marriages.
Okay, I'm going to go to Irish actually next on this one because the French will give it away. Irish. Tortora. No, I'm still saying it in the Italian accent.
What language is this?
This is Irish, believe it or not.
Why are you not giving me French? Oh, right, okay.
The French one is quite easy. Tortora Bonisha.
Tortora Bonisha. Mm. Is Bonisha? I'm thinking a manager.
I haven't a clue.
Okay.
Give me the French.
Okay, you ready then?
Yeah.
Crashures de mariage.
God's sake, that was ridiculously easy. Crashure! Ooh, what could it be? It's the wedding crashure!
Yay! Oh, well done. You got your 3 points.
Thank you, Dylan. Thanks so much.
Rachel, you've got 3 movies. How are you feeling after hearing that?
Don't know.
Thank you for all the feedback this morning.
Yeah, we were a little bit dodgy in our singing of Can't Speak French, apparently. Apparently the word sounded like something else, but we definitely said
funky.
Funky.
Yeah, it was funky. Yeah, yeah. And Damien has a good suggestion. He says you could make this more competitive. It's 3 points if you get it on the first one, 2 on the second, 1 on the...
Yeah. There'd be an actual scoreboard.
Maybe
right?
Next
it's
week.
Rachel's go. This is Folie de Cinema. 3 movies, 3 different languages. How many can she get right? Are you feeling good? Come on now.
I'll be okay.
I'll get you in the mood.
Okay.
I think yours are quite easy actually this morning in that the words are similar enough. So your first movie, classic movie, in Italian. Il silenzio degli agnelli. Degli agnelli.
Sounds like a pasta.
Degnelli. It does look like something you'd see on a menu.
Yeah, Bit of creamy, mushroomy sauce or something.
Degnelli.
Doesn't it? The more you say it, yeah.
Okay,
go next.
Do you want French or Irish next? You're called.
Irish, please.
Okay, Irish. Cunis na nuin.
Okay, got it now.
One.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yay!
French.
The French was, they were all quite similar. Le silence des agneaux.
I wouldn't have got the French.
At all.
I can't
think of any other movies with silence in the title, though.
No, that's
the thing. Silent. Okay,
silent
let's
witness.
Move on to our next one. In Italian. Again, I think this is easy. Quattro matrimoni e un funerale.
Oh, for God's sake! You're basically giving her a place with this.
It's
her
first week!
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Quattro matrimoni e un funerale.
Even if you'd never studied French.
If you've never seen any movie in your life.
That is a really good movie.
I can see you on the streets of Rome trying to get people into restaurants and stuff.
Or the cinema.
I feel like you'd be good at that.
Come on and see Quattro matrimoni e un funerale.
Have you seen that movie?
I have.
It's so good, isn't it?
I have.
Yeah.
That is 4 weddings in a
funeral.
Okay, we got one left then.
I don't want the music to end.
I know, it's so good.
Right, first, Italian. Al oscure. This is hard, the first couple then.
Al
apostrophe, oscuro. Al oscuro. Al oscuro.
Oscuro.
You're all al oscuro.
Oscuro. You're it's not the name, Oscar.
Yeah, I don't think you want to get at him with that, to be honest.
I did Italian for 4 weeks in transition year, but that we didn't
You didn't do Oscuro.
Oscuro. Go
on, no.
Okay, the French is désemparé. No, let me try that again. Désemparés. Désemparés.
Empare. Empare. Désemparé. Dés is like... No, it's not there, is it? Is it there?
Give it to me again.
Desemparés.
Emparés.
Okay,
so you've had the Italian and the French, and I often say when it comes to the Irish, whoever was doing the translations just gave up a bit. Right?
Okay, that's not fair.
Okay, they just gave up a little bit. So the Irish for this movie is Gone Clue.
Oh, okay, got it now.
No clue.
Hang on, maybe, let's see how quick...
Clueless.
Well done.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Oh yeah, that's us. We are Niall and Show. It's good to have your company this sunny Tuesday morning. It's 21st of April and it is coming up on 15 minutes after 8. How are we all doing?
We're good. The sun is shining. We can't complain. I think it's going to be a bit of a breezy day.
Sure. But it's lovely. It's just the brightness, yeah, isn't it? It makes everything
breeze,
better.
I suppose. Huh? Your garden probably doesn't get breeze either, does it?
The palm tree lightly goes from side to side. I wanted to tell you, Amy, you missed this yesterday. So okay.
we had our development.
Yeah. We had our production meeting yesterday without you, of course, because you were in London or at Madaline. And we were trying to decide what to do on the show, right? And I was telling Niall and our lovely colleague Brian that I have an event next week, right? Busy couple of weeks ahead. An event this week, an event next week, an event the following week. Anyway, busy few weeks ahead, okay? And in relation to one particular event, I got an email. And on the email was a number of people CC'd who are going to be apparently attending this event, okay? And I had only replied to the email yesterday. They were looking for something, some information. And I didn't realise until I went back into the email that all of the people going are on the thread, basically.
All the invited guests, you could say, who might have a little role to play or whatever.
So, you'd know some of the names, but anyway.
Because it's a media type thing, so you'd know a few names from radio or TV or that kind of thing, you know?
But the first name on the list, Amy...
stand by. Like, I'm glad you're sitting.
There wasn't a person in the office yesterday that I didn't tell. I was absolutely floored. I was gobsmacked. I was starstruck by the name alone, okay? Like, cool. Blown away by the fact that I might possibly be attending an event with this person, okay? You couldn't write it. You couldn't make it up if you tried, right? Okay. It's beyond the realms of possibility. It makes me feel...
You just kept going around going... I'm so starstruck. And I'm going like, well, you haven't met this person yet. You haven't been to it. You've just seen their name. How can you be starstruck? I'm just so starstruck.
I can't believe that I could be in the same room, in the same few meters of this person, right?
Okay.
It's like film royalty. It's like a god. It's like somebody that you just think has reached heights that can never be reached again. This person is beyond a celebrity.
Okay.
Beyond a living legend. All right. And his email was on the same email as me. They're writing to me and they're writing to this guy. CCing me with him. All right. Do you want to know who it is?
I'm dying to know who it is.
I can't even, I was lying in bed last night going, I can't believe this is happening to me. It's actually phenomenal, right? The first person on the email is...
the biggest build-up ever.
Brendan Gleeson.
Oh my God.
Yes! That is the reaction I was
That
is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I am blown away,
now,
lads.
Now, I have some questions, okay? So, basically, we can't give out the email address. That would be wrong. Although, my first question is, if you booked Brendan Gleeson for an event, would he be on his own email or would it be an agent or management, right? That's my first question.
Don't give out his email, but I will say is his email address is something like, I won't give his name or anything, but, well, you know his name. But say it's like his name and then 54321.
Yeah, it's like, let's say, for example, it would be like brendangleeson123@hotmail.com. I'm going like, I don't think that...
Wait, we haven't verified that it's actually him going.
Now, here we go. This was my next question. Surely there could be another Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah.
It's not that unusual a name that could be attending this event.
He was top of the email list. I believe that next week I am going to an event and like I don't know how I'm going to sleep for the next 7 nights, but I have to get through it. I'm going to be at the same event as Brendan Gleeson. Like yesterday Brian said, do you want me to bring a film crew up with you to the event next week? I said, I don't know. And he said, imagine it's not him. Like you're just there standing
some
with
21 year old lads called Brendan Gleeson.
No, I'm really confident. Like it's not possible that it just happens to be someone with the same name. But then we were talking about the fact that, like, are you somebody that has a famous name that when you've sent something before that you've been mistaken for? Like, I don't know anybody with a famous name, do you?
I know we've heard some of them here. Like, for example, and I don't mean to single out anyone, there's a lad from Wexford who enters Beat the Bomb a lot, Keith Barry.
Keith Barry. I thought he was Waterford. Is he not actually Waterford?
Well, the Keith Barry.
No, I know,
Waterford.
But I think the guy. Every time I see that, he comes up, and I'm like, oh, he's the same name.
So I think there's lots of people out there who either have famous names or somebody in their life they know their neighbour is. I don't know. Well, not Kylie Minogue. That's unusual, but Michael Jackson or something like that. Like a common enough name. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I doubt there'd be many Kylie Minogue.
Michael and Jackson. Oh, of course it is Mick. Mick Jackson from Dungarvan. Do you not know him?
No.
Yeah, Mick.
Oh, people are slagging me. Ah, come on, Brendan is hardly a Liam.
What's a Liam?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
Does he mean Liam Neeson, maybe? I don't get that message. Mm. Anyway, what are we asking here?
So, look, two things. Do you truly believe in your heart that Brendan Gleeson has a Brendan Gleeson 123 Hotmail account, that he answers it himself for his bookings for events,
and that he's going to be at the same event as me next week? Because
we'll all be on the edge of our seats next week for this event. And number two, are you or do you know somebody who has the same name as a celebrity and they get a great crack out of it?
I'm sorry, Brendan Gleeson is an unusual name. It's very unlikely that there's another one.
Well, I'm a Gleeson. So what if my brother was Brendan Gleeson?
Amy, why did you have to do that? What?
Would you have a look at your family tree there? There's probably a Brendan in there somewhere, you know?
Right, hand over to you this morning. Do you believe that guy will be at the event that I'm attending next week? Or am I dreaming?
I wouldn't bring the full camera crew. And in fact, people are already doing their research. Bernie was on. She says it could be this fella, and she's found Brendan Gleeson, who works in the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine.
That's from 2020.
She said the disappointment would be unreal. Also, some people pleading with you not to wear the Birkenstocks when you go to meet Brendan Gleeson.
Of course, I'm not going to wear the Birkenstocks to meet such a legendary actor. Is Brendan Gleeson an Oscar winner? I'm not sure.
I don't know. He might be nominated. I'm not sure he's won.
What a talent. Anyway, I put my foot in it because I said there's no way that there's a Michael Jackson out there.
Yeah. David, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad.
Where are you this morning? What county?
Just on the way to work. So I'm out.
Okay, very good.
What's the weather like, David? Nice?
Beautiful.
Good. Okay.
David, if you don't mind me saying, your surname is Jackson?
It is, yeah.
And what's your uncle's name?
He's died a few years ago. Okay. Michael was his name.
Michael.
And I have a cousin. Actually, I have a dad's first cousin is Michael as well. So there's two Michael Jacksons in the family.
Two Michael Jacksons.
No, they're both older than the... They're both the original Michael Jacksons, he used to say.
OG.
OG, yeah.
Oh, my. And I have to hold my hand up, I guess, is what I have to do. There's more.
David, there was an incident with your Uncle Michael when he was with us, and he was caught by the guards, is that right?
That's right. This is the story he used to tell me anyway. He gets caught by the guards, rushing to a match or something, and he got pulled over. And this is back in the, I'd say, 90s, when Michael Jackson had been really famous.
Yeah.
Pulled over by the guards, and he was like, what's your name? Michael Jackson. And the guard was not impressed.
The guard was like, right.
Having a laugh.
I know, yeah.
Thank you so much. I suppose
no matter
that kind of like poo-poos my theory a little bit that Brendan Gleeson is going to be at the event.
Do you believe it'll be the real Brendan, David?
I think so. Hopefully it is anyway.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Lads, this is funny. Dawn was on. I worked with a fella. That's so weird, because our movie madness clip this morning was, I worked with a fella years ago called James Bond. No lie, we only interviewed him because we couldn't believe his name and we gave him the job.
And Jane in Waterford says, I'm weak laughing show. I hope we're all wrong and that it really is Brendan Gleeson.
Please, like, just you've heard how excited and hopeful I am that it is the real deal.
Would you try, now that you and you alone know the email address, like, send an email today going, hi, can't wait to see you next
big fan
week.
I mean, I'm weird, but that would be like, that's a GDPR something. I don't know. I'm not. Do you know what? That would ruin it for me.
Okay.
I want to turn up next week and I want to be, if
scandal
there's like
room,
a red carpet or something, I'm just hoping, against hope, that it is the main man and that I get to get my picture with him and, like, I will report back. Okay,
last one from Kelly. You're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
She says, does a cartoon character count? Because my nanny's old neighbour was called Bart Simpson. Bartholomew Simpson. Love
it. Actually, I'm in Dublin next Wednesday night and I won't be here, but I give you permission to call me on the
on
show
the morning,
next
we'll
Thursday.
We'll be on the edge of our seats.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Right from the source, yeah.
Okay, so we've been talking a little bit on the show this week about holidays. People are in that frame of mind. You're starting to think about the airport, the trip. Show's just back from her first holiday of the year.
It's not... I get slated on the show, and I only take, I don't know, but I, when I take holidays, people message going, oh, she's off again. I just use what's called annual leave.
Well, anyway, look, the airport can be fun. It can also be stressful, particularly if you're a little bit late, like me. If you've stayed in the bar or the restaurant for too long and you've got to get to those Ryanair gates and you look ahead, you see the travelators on the way down to those Ryanair gates and you think, great, that'll get me there a bit quicker. But not when there is a belt grinder in your path. This is a new phrase for us, but it is basically belt grinding. It refers to the act of standing, typically in the middle, on the travelators, often with a heap of luggage around you.
You can't block the middle of the travelator. When the travelators first came out, right,
yeah,
I think they were a novelty. It was exciting. You hopped on a little easy ride down that long and laborious...
Yeah, it is long.
Yeah, no. But now, I have to, like, firmly believe, well, two things are at play here. One, don't laugh. They make me dizzy.
Sorry.
Don't laugh.
Does a normal... No, we've got some questions. Does a normal elevator make you dizzy?
No, but an elevator...
So if it goes up moving, fine. But if it stays like level moving, dizzy. That's it.
Do you not know that I get really bad motion sickness?
I do know. Yeah. I remember the time you made me get out of the front of the car.
I didn't want to, like, have to deal with car vomit. I get really bad motion sickness, and I discovered a couple of years ago on one of those things, the travelators, that actually it wasn't suiting me. It wasn't suiting me, and I got off it. And since I've gotten off it, and I any time I travel with Tom and Eve, when I went with Keith a few weeks ago, walking is actually quicker, and I'm a very brisk walker. If you've ever walked with me, you may strap in, because I'm a fast walker. I mean business, and luckily Keith that I was with, and it is like, it's a bit of a competition. You can get there quicker than the people on the travelator.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same as you. I much prefer to walk alongside the travelator, and I do get into kind of a little bit of a race with the people on the travelator.
You're kind of walking beside the travelator going, see you later. See you later. I don't understand, unless you have a reason that you can't walk fast and you have an injury or whatever.
Yeah, some people might have mobility issues, let's be fair.
Of course. But otherwise, you can't block with your suitcase the middle.
It should be illegal.
Yeah.
No, we're particularly talking about the people who stop to chat on us, film something, start rearranging their luggage or carry-on.
Film something?
Yeah, they're doing the TikToks.
Who's filming? Oh, that would really make me ill.
Yeah. And then they allow a little traffic jam to form behind them. It's just not on.
No, it's not.
But you know what kind of annoys me about the travelator, if you were into them? They're there to bring you to the flight. They're not there when you get off the flight and you're wrecked. There's none going back the way.
You know? Oh, you mean in, like, Spanish airports?
In Dublin
airport.
I'm thinking Dublin
airport. Oh, sorry,
airport
in Dublin.
Just go back.
That is one of... Can I just say, I don't think anybody talks about the saddest walk. And that is one of the saddest walks in the world. I only did it 2 weeks ago, right? And I want to bring you into this, right? It was approximately 2:30 on a bank holiday Monday, Easter Monday afternoon, right? And we've come back from Maspalomas in Gran Canaria. High on life.
Yeah.
Full of vitamin D. full of the lols, had the best time ever. And you're walking back and that glass window and people approaching you that are heading off to the Canaries, and you have to keep walking knowing you're going to try and find your car in the airport, in the long-term car park. Why is that glass? That's not fair. You know, you shouldn't have to look at those people. You shouldn't.
And of course, the other thing, the Ryanair doesn't even get close to the door. You've got to get off in the cold, go down and walk across, and then.
No, but it's more the fact that you can see people.
Well, oh, no, I think that's the worst. I know what you're talking about when you get like up a bit and they're going one way and you're going the other. I find it more depressing when you get off the plane and you look up and all the happy faces are at the window. They're waiting about to get on your plane.
Oh, no, I don't look up.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All right, you might have heard the headlines this morning. Ireland's set to be hotter than the Canaries. We're heading into a beautiful weekend. The temperature is up. The sun is out.
I have to say, I feel like we are a pure example of people, well, particularly me, who celebrate everything. Because I'm pretty sure we played Summer in the Southeast, the jingle, because it was going to reach 16 degrees or something.
Yeah, well, I think
we're actually saying today, like officially,
we're launching.
And the reason why is because not just today, but for the next number of days, temperatures are soaring. Now, I'll say this again. It's always when the temperatures go up that I kind of feel like I need to go to Carlo. Okay?
Okay.
Because Carlo...
They're actually saying the West is the best place this weekend if you are heading in that direction.
No, Carlo's getting 18, 19 degrees. I mean, there's an argument to be said for going on holidays to Carlo this weekend, or Kilkenny, to be honest with you. That's where it's at. But look it, we are here this morning, coming to you live, giving you the chance to help us to officially launch Summer 2026. And there is a man who has just arrived in the building, and he is going to allow us to do just that. My eyes.
It's Beat Breakfast. It's Friday. We are launching Summer in the Southeast today, the 24th of April.
Now, let's be honest, right? Up until yesterday, and full transparency, Niall had never heard of the person that is going to help us launch Summer 2026. And when I told him who it was, and then everyone in the building found out, they all said, no way. Big Noisy 99s is coming to the show tomorrow. And Niall is like, what's going on? Who is this person? There is nobody better equipped to tell us that it's the start of the summer. Mm-hmm. He is summer. Mm. He looks like summer. He's here.
He's the summer equivalent of Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's here in the building, and it is time to officially bring him in. Big Noisy 99s is here.
Big Noisy, let's do this.
Darling, he's here. He's brought the coloured fleece. He's brought the hat that he's known for. Big Noisy 99s is officially on Beat Breakfast. There's your mic. Talk to us. Welcome.
Thank
welcome to
much.
Beat Breakfast.
Thank you. Yeah, you got me up really early again.
Yeah, you're ready for this.
Ready
now,
for it.
Look, I'm really sorry, Big Noisy.
Okay.
You are very famous across the Southeast, right? Everyone in this building except for Niall Power knew who you were yesterday. How are you feeling about the fact that he was unaware of your existence?
Thanks, Noel.
Sorry, I was unaware of your brilliant work.
That means I have to do more TikToks.
Yeah.
Then I know.
Come here, you've been on a little bit of a tour. You've been across the Southeast. That's why so many people know you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's it been going?
Good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Like queues. What's the biggest queue you've had so far?
We were in a place called Ferns.
The lovely historic Ferns.
It was funny because Southeast Radio were there.
Okay.
Watching the queues building up over there because the kids were on holidays.
Yeah.
Until 12:30 that night.
So how many do you think showed up, Big Noisy?
They were saying over 1,000 people.
Sure, Niall Pair wouldn't get that crowd.
No, it wouldn't. Come here.
That's all that Jedward was coming into town.
When did it start to go crazy for you?
I could shout out to Paul McGrath.
Legend.
No way.
Once Paul came up on Christmas Eve. He got a chocolate cake and then everybody said, is that you? Paul McGrath. So we got people got pictures with it. I got a photograph and People Paper got in contact. Podgy went to class. He was in his class in school. And then the papers. Then I went to Ireland AM.
Okay.
Earl and AM asked, so I got on the show with Earl and AM, and yeah, then it just went mental.
The rest
yeah.
is history.
Yeah.
Here you are today. Yeah. We felt like there was nobody better to actually officially start summer, right? Have you seen the temperatures for the next few days?
I've heard it's 21 degrees in some part of Ireland today, so that's good.
Bigger or higher than the Canaries this weekend.
The Canaries.
Yeah, yeah.
You said it, that's what I heard it.
Don't believe a word, Jesus.
I said I heard it on the radio.
You're funny. Come here, can I just give a shout out to some of your creations, right? Because been looking. So you've got your sticky toffee with sticky your ice toffee, cream. Yeah. This is your Matilda cake, which is a nod to the movie. This one is like an apple crumble with ice.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What's that one now?
That's the fizz bomb tray.
Okay. Oh. Okay. What's that?
Fizzy bubbly.
Oh. Give me a bit of that. Get in my belly. Right. What's the biggest seller?
Cookie dough.
Okay.
Cookie dough. Kinder Bueno cookie dough. I just recommend that's the best.
Okay. Mm. All right. You're going to have an absolutely crazy summer.
Well, actually, do you know what? There's already requests coming in. So we've got to make. Would you please ask them to come to Carrick for the Clancy Festival, the June Bank Holiday Weekend, Be Some Job, ice cream emoji.
Ice cream emoji? Yeah. Carrick, where's that?
Tipperary.
we're going to have to let you go international, big guy. I do have to say, right, you're in studio with us this morning.
Yeah.
And your van is outside. Okay, so we're going to spend some time out there. Maybe you'll let Niall and I put together our own creation.
Yeah,
like maybe the Niall and Show or something.
Awesome.
You could have a new thing on your menu. Yeah. I will ask you though, you've the customised hat. Love it. It says Big Noisy 99.
We've got more coming.
Have you got one for us?
No.
The merch way.
If you would have waited another 2 weeks, you would have.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What I will ask you is, I love your top. The fleece is stunning, right? It's pink, it's blue, it's orange. It's all going on. Like, lads, it's hotter than Canaries, Big Noisy. What are you going to do? Like, how are you going to stay in that?
I've got t-shirts all custom on made.
Stop, go on, show us.
No, not on me today, but I have... it's been cold, so I have the fleece on.
Yeah.
I have shorts.
Got the shorts on.
And a fleece.
Yeah, he's officially ready to go. We've got a message in from Michelle who said Matilda cake is the best.
Yeah, the reviews are in.
Right, okay. What's going to happen next is, are we going to go out to the van in a minute?
In the next couple of minutes, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do some work with you. And you're going to teach us your ways, Big Noisy.
My ways.
And we're going to dance as well.
Of course.
Oh, deadly.
For anyone listening, it's not just about the ice cream,
it's the dancing.
Show us or tell us what you do. Like, you stand in front of your van and you
pick on you. No. I call you and say, come on, we have to do the Macarena. You see him going there, no eye contact made.
But people
are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get him. He's definitely getting the Macarena. But the kids want to do the Macarena, this Lush Life dance.
Darryl Larson, yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Big Noisy, whatever you ask us to do, we'll oblige.
We have to do the big nice spin.
The Big Nice Spin.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, you have to come on.
Okay, well done.
Yeah.
Just give me an idea of what I need to do for the Big Nice Spin.
I take on my headphones.
Request to go TikTok live while at the van. We'll see if we can do that. Yeah.
Oh!
Okay. That's the one.
Big Noisy in the house.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
From the sauce, yeah. Okay.
So, not all, but many of us have got pets, particularly dogs. And you know your pets, they're at the risk of eating anything, whether that's food-related, shoes, furniture. They'll just go for it. They will chomp. But there is a limit. There is something. It's like the Meatloaf song. I would eat anything for love, but I won't eat
that.
And Show discovered the limit with her beautiful Ashley at the weekend.
I just, like, she is some kind of, I don't know, she defies, like, everything that...
For such a small little creature.
Like, remember the time she ate the Glinda doll, the wicked doll? And it must have been prepared.
Oh, she doesn't know this story. Prepare yourself.
So she was left alone and she got up onto a chair and she ate Glinda's arm, right?
Right for it.
And the following day, town, she did her business and in her business was Glinda's arm.
Stretching out of the pool.
So we went.
Terrifying.
Yeah, no, she's eating a lot, lads. She loves polo mints. Anyway, we went out on Saturday night to my friend Adele's house, and we were gone for a good few hours, like in the evening. And arrived back and she's so excited to see you when you come in. And she loses her life. Like, she really, she's just so excited. Anyway, the lights were all off because it was dark. It was about 11:30. Turned on the lights and I went, oh no, oh no. Eve's school bag was up on the counter. She had managed to get inside the school bag. Now, I didn't know this was inside, but from the day before, there was a third of a chicken fillet roll left. Mm. Okay. So it was inside her bag. The bag was zipped. So she unzipped the school bag. Didn't really leave a mess. The bag was fairly neat on the counter, right? Got the chicken fillet roll out. In the middle of the kitchen floor was a mound of the wrapper and lettuce.
So she had, what's the deconstructed the dish to the bits that she wanted.
And she had left it in a perfect little, I wish I'd taken a picture. It was late. I was even, I just laughed. There was a mound of lettuce and the, you know, that wrapper that's in the delis on the go or whatever it says. And it was just piled beside it. She had gotten the chicken. She had gotten the cheese. She'd gotten the roll. She's not doing the lettuce.
Yeah, fair play.
So, I don't know. I think she is hilarious, but how she managed to take all of the lettuce out, how she was so disgusted by the lettuce that, like, why would you not just eat it
just
all together?
It all,
like,
it's
all
a lot of dogs would just go, all of it.
No,
she deconstructed it.
She decided, I am not having the green stuff. I will not. They're away. They're away for the night. Anyway, that was my story from Saturday night. Is there a limit that your dog has that will go to say, you know, I will eat anything,
but I won't eat that.
Yeah.
What was the item that was just left because they weren't interested in? I used to live with girls with a dog, and it wasn't actually what was left. It was just what the dog managed to get into it. I couldn't believe it. We arrived home one day and somebody had left a full sliced pan and a tub of butter on the kitchen table.
Yeah.
All sliced pan gone.
Yeah, fair.
Butter lid was removed. All of it licked out.
Oh,
right?
Oh.
And the dog was just lying on the couch going,
absolutely wrecked. In a carb state.
Anyway, what's the one thing your dog will not eat, will not touch? 085-102-9103.
Like, Ashley eats cucumber.
Mm. And chewing gum.
Chewing, don't be, like, yeah, that was a mistake. Beat Breakfast. Welcome to Wednesday, and it is now about 2 weeks since I am back from my little trip to Maspalomas in Gran Canaria. Had such a lovely time, but I forgot to tell you something, right, while I was away. And I will firstly point out that I went with my lovely friend Keith, and we had a ball, brilliant time, but we are very different people when it comes to how we conduct ourselves on holidays, right?
Yeah.
And when I say that, I mean I am, and similarly to if I was to go away with Tom, and probably you as well, to be honest with you, Niall, I will talk to anybody.
Yeah,
I will chat away to anyone that is open to having the chats. I'm here for it, right?
Yeah.
I don't mind getting to know new people on holidays. I don't need to hang out with them all the time, but I'm friendly, and I like to chat to people and find out where they're from. And the place that we were staying in Maspalomas, there wasn't, from what we could tell, very many Irish people there, right? And so we were in an apartment opposite each other, and one morning he came over for a coffee to my place, right? And we were sitting outside, and there was a couple to the left of me, and I had noticed them, and they were slightly an older couple, you know? And the woman was kind of not necessarily eavesdropping on our conversation, but she was kind of like looking up and looking in. And the next one, I just did the nice thing and said, "Hi, how are you?" And she said, "Oh, I'm really sorry to bother you, but I thought I heard an accent, an Irish accent." And I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm from Wexford." And she put down the towel and she said, "I'm from Wexford."
No way.
And it was the fact that it wasn't a resort full of, you know, the way sometimes you'd go somewhere and you might, I don't know about where you go.
Well, when I go, it's a lot of people own their apartments. So there's a lot of Brits and there's a lot of people from across Europe.
Yeah.
And there's people from the north. I don't know if there's any Irish that I met.
Yeah,
I
that's
there.
What I mean. Ibiza would be the same for us where we go. Yeah.
If it's just a very much holiday apartment complex that people come for 2 weeks, you'd probably get more Irish. But if it's people where they own their own places.
No, but this was like like we booked it online or whatever. But anyway, so she said, "I'm from Wexford." And I said, "You are not." And at this point, Keith is rolling his eyes going, "Do not bring this on us. Why are you chatting to these people? Like, we've done well. We've had a couple of days where we haven't met
anybody."
He's
starting to panic because are they going to be in our apartment drinking coffee with us for the next week? You know?
So she said, "Well, what part are you from?" And I said, "Well, I'm a townie. I live right in the middle of Wexford town." She said, "Well, I grew up on such and such road." I said, "Oh my God, that is around the corner for me." It turns out they only lived 5 minutes away in Barntown in Wexford, right? The husband came over. We had the chats. Keith is very much sipping his coffee, listening. I'm chatting away to this lovely couple from Barrentown who were there for a month.
Right.
And I really enjoyed their conversation. And it just struck me that you can go anywhere in the world. Now, I know we only went to Gran Canaria, but I think Barrentown to my house is not that far. Mm-hmm. What are the chances that you would meet somebody even closer?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, I think it's the unbelievable thing there is they were the only Irish people
the
around.
Only.
And they were from 5 minutes down the road.
5 minutes. You know? Anne and Barry.
You could have got a lift from the airport with them.
We could have. Yeah. Now, Keith wouldn't have been okay with that. I would have. I just think it's like you hear those stories and then you think, what are the
I heard a story before. This hasn't happened to me, but I heard a story before from somebody I know and they were in Cairo.
Okay.
They went to see the pyramids.
No way.
And literally at the bottom of the pyramids, they heard an accent from their own town, and it was from somebody from one estate across at the pyramids. You can't escape the Irish wherever you go.
Okay, can you try and beat my Anne and Barry story this morning?
Were they actually called Anne and Barry?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to give away their
real
name.
That's totally fine, yeah.
They were lovely. They were really lovely. They were a lovely older couple. I want to see if there's somebody that can say they've met someone on holidays that was closer than my 5 minutes. Like, I do believe it's out there. We're looking for a good owl story this morning. Yeah. 085-102-9103.
Particularly if you were in, like, a kind of more unusual location, not even necessarily a holiday hotspot, like you were in the, I don't know, mountains of Vietnam, and all of a sudden you hear a top of the town Waterford accent. You know, that kind of way?
Yeah,
you're like, what's going on?
So, I do think that I'm my weird, but I love when I go away on holidays and I hear something that's like familiar. Mm-hmm. Do you know? I like it. No? Mm-hmm. Just me. Yeah. All right. Okay.
It depends on the people. Okay, let us know. Have you met somebody from very close to home and been blown away by it when you were abroad? 085-102-9103.
Can we just start with
she did it again. We won't start with that. We'll drop that in later, maybe.
I don't care. I'm just going to tell you what happened there. Right? I'm not going to read out the message, obviously. But what I have a habit of doing is if somebody asks to be kept anonymous.
If you specifically say, please keep me anon, and it's like an alarm bell goes off in her head.
And I do the
opposite.
Like,
don't touch the red button.
I actually do the opposite of what I'm supposed to do. So from now on, when that happens again, right, we'll get Brittany. Oops, I did it again.
Okay, I can tell you, this is from Lee, and it says, we were in Barcelona, we took one of those rickshaw bicycles, we got talking to the driver, he said, where are you from? We said, Tremor. He says, no way, I'm from Carrick, up the road.
No way! I'm afraid, are these all anon now? Went to Montreal in 1998, was in an Irish pub, sitting at the bar, a guy was sitting next to me, when he heard me, he asked where I was from. Turns out he was from the same parish in Wexford, 3 minutes drive away. I knew his father, but he himself worked in shipping and was away since he was in his 20s.
Tierna was onto us. Me and my mum went to New York. We bumped into my brother's best friend in Times Square. He'd recently moved over for the summer to his sister. Also another one here from Stephen, who says, I'm from London. When I was 18, I got a job in an office and I took another guy's position. I never met him until he popped back for drinks on a Friday. That year, went to Tenerife, bumped into him. Year later, went to Malia, bumped into him again. And a year later, went to Ibiza. He was there again. I never saw him again after that.
That is crazy.
That's weird.
Lee was on. I went to a wedding in New York, got off the plane, got a bus to Manhattan, dropped off the bags at the hotel, headed out for a walk, spotted a pub called The Perfect Pint. So I had to head in for a pint. And the first person I met in Manhattan was a lad from Lee Mellows in Wexford, a minute's walk away from where I live.
Wow. Shauna says, I was in Crete and I met my childhood next door neighbour. I hadn't seen him in about 15 years or more. We just eyeballed each other for a while till one of us was brave enough to ask, are you the person I'm thinking it is? Crazy, says Shauna.
No.
There was another great one here. Where is it gone? We've no name, but it says, we were in New York for a week and we met our actual next door neighbours. He'd moved to New York for work and the wife was over for a month. Eating our dinner, got the whole, well, isn't it a small world? And we ended up meeting them for a walking tour of Soho, etc. Let's get through some voice notes. Starting over here, and we had a message in from Vicky.
Just on what Shauna is talking about there with meeting people on holiday. A couple of years back, my dad was on holidays in Lanzarote and he was in Puerto del Carmen and he was taking a stroll on the main strip and he actually met his brother. Neither knew that they were going and they met up and sure they had a couple of drinks together and it was like a family reunion after that.
Unbelievable.
That's deadly.
Unbelievable. Let's keep going. Another one here from Katie.
Good morning, guys. Just in relation to like, bumping into people like in various locations. And my story, obviously, I was in Portugal with my little son and my partner. Now, my we're from the southeast, and my dad would live in Cork. I don't speak every day or whatnot, but obviously, like, just never mentioned that we were heading on holiday. So as we were down at the docks, getting some ice cream. One evening after a meal, I heard that he's got a very defined laugh, and I just turned around and there was my dad sitting at a nearby table drinking sangria, and just like, you know, what the odds, bumped into my dad, very same location, very same time. We both didn't know we were going to go to Portugal, you know, so it was crazy, absolutely crazy. So that just turned around and there was my dad sitting there drinking sangria while we were in Portugal.
Glad you weren't doing that, and you shouldn't, like, with another man or anything. You know, your dad sitting there. Margaret was on.
Oh my God, guys, couldn't get any closer. Was living in a housing estate we had moved into. It wasn't in it that long. And myself and my partner were in New York. And in the middle of me, so he's got a tap on the shoulder. And here was my next door neighbour. The usual, living in a housing estate, it was literally saying hello to each other as we passed by. And after that, after meeting in Macy's in New York, we are now best buddies for the last over 20 years. Amazing. Which is great.
Thank you for that.
That's what you called serendipity. Yeah. I love that.
Rach was on from Carlo.
Not my story, but my sister's. She was in Romania, or wherever Transylvania is, the castle thing. And she was taking a trip up with my niece. And they were chatting away, and next thing, this man turned around and he goes, "Jeez, that's an Irish accent." He said, "Last time I heard an Irish accent was when I was in London. And I was working with this lovely gentleman." And Natasha goes, "Oh, lovely." And he goes, "Yeah, Peter Gleeson." My sister nearly died because that was my daddy.
No.
And he passed away 21 years ago.
Oh,
and Natasha was like, "No way." So anyway, lo and behold, she had actually worked with this gentleman as well, and he remembered my dad's like teenage daughter. Tasha was like 19, 20 at the time, starting with the company. And so they ended up having like nearly an hour chat on the bus and had a great catch up.
Oh, my heart can't take that story. Thank you so much for sharing it. That's so sweet. One more?
Yeah, go for one more.
Bumped into my childhood friend and his girlfriend about 8 years ago on holidays. She was topless and it was all very awkward.
One last one. Joe was on. I was in Turkey last year. I frequented this bar and I got to know a lovely Turkish guy. After a few days, he asked my girlfriend where she was from due to the accent. And he said his girlfriend was also from Waterford. Met her the following day and she'd actually cut my son's hair the previous year in Waterford before she moved over with her Turkish boyfriend. Yeah,
these are brilliant.
Now that's
love
mad.
That. Thank you so much for all of your responses on that. Brilliant. Turns out my Anne and Barry story wasn't that impressive.
No, it really wasn't.
I didn't tell you though.
He's 4 miles away.
I didn't tell you though he was wearing Speedos.
That's not much better than the Anon one with the topless.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Now, we need to go back to yesterday's show, do we? Do you want to talk a little bit?
The music is a bit upbeat.
It's a little bit happy, is it?
I don't want sad music. I don't want sad music. We were playing a game that we haven't played before on the show yesterday, and it's called Folie du Cinéma.
That's brilliant.
And in translated in English, it means movie madness. And my beautiful early morning clubbers will know the reference there. But this game basically is Niall gives us three cinema titles and he puts them into three different languages and we have to get one and see if we can get, you know, so on and so forth. You have to try and decide what the movie is in English. I'm not explaining Folie du Cinéma.
Explainer.
Can you explain it then right
now? It's basically a well-known movie title in a foreign language.
Yeah, and you have to guess what it is, but you get like French first, then maybe Italian and then Irish. Anyway, you'd have to listen, tune in after 7 on a Wednesday morning is all I'll say. Anyway, we only played it for the second time yesterday. And like, it takes me a while to kind of get things, right? I was just going through a process, basically. They weren't the easiest.
Yeah, no, it's not easy. Yet. It's not easy.
And you're thinking on the spot and you're live on the radio. Anyway, some fella, I won't give his name, even though I'm inclined to do so. He just messaged in the middle of the game. And I can't even, I looked for the message there and I can't find it. Mm. But he just wrote in, "She's some dope." Right?
Sorry.
Obviously about me. Are you laughing at that?
There's a little cough there. "She's some dope."
And I, even though I'd like to think I brush things off and I'm always up for a laugh, there was a little bit of me that went, oh, that kind of hurt. Yeah. And I do think that, like, I have definitely got a thicker skin than I would have years ago. But at the end of the day, you'd still be human. And sometimes something directed at you, and I have to be honest, you're lovely.
We are very lucky to have such a warm community in the mornings. I'll say two things on either side. Number one, yeah, we put ourselves out there. So we need to be able to accept that, you know, people might say things, whether it's on WhatsApp or on social or whatever. Grand. The other side of it is people feel that they can say anything to radio presenters that they wouldn't necessarily say to other occupations. You wouldn't go up to somebody in a shop, a sales sit, and say, oh, you're some dope. But you'll text it in to a presenter. You know, so people kind of feel, you know, that they can push it a bit.
But it's almost like, do you think that I wouldn't see that? You know, that you're talking about me, but I'm right here. Anyway, I just decided afterwards that I was like not really upset, but it did knock me a little bit. And I rang Tom and he was joking with me and we had a laugh. And he went, well, like, what of it? Like, I've called you worse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. And he said, you need to get a thicker skin. Mm. And so therefore we've brought it to the show and you're just going to throw insults at me and I'm here for it.
Okay, so now I want to make clear from the start, this was show's choosing to be insulted this morning. I don't want anybody
going to take off my jacket.
Yeah, geez, you're going to be sweating,
I'm sweating,
right? So what we're going to do is we're going to throw a few insults at her this morning just to toughen her up and, you know, get her in a stronger frame of mind.
Remember as well, I didn't grow up in a house full of siblings.
Yes.
I have the loveliest brother in the world. He never insulted me. He was way too nice. So I didn't
you're
grow up in that.
The opposite to me. I was the baby, three of them older than me, and they just lashed out
so
at me
nothing.
All the time.
It just bounces off me.
Yeah,
and Amy's the same, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like, five brothers.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, not five brothers.
What I was going to do is, right, I was just going to throw a few words at you just to get you in the zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was going to open the floor.
Yeah.
And you are entitled for one morning only to send some insults to show.
Yeah.
Now, the only rules are they have to be suitable for radio, so nothing crude or vulgar or anything like that. And they have to be general insults, not about appearance or anything like that, okay? So,
okay.
I don't know what kind
Them's
of music.
The rules. Okay, so you're going to insult me.
Okay, are you ready?
Are you giving me empowering music?
Yeah,
to
I just think we
me?
Need something to get you in the zone, right?
Okay, go on, I'm ready for this.
Let's start with a couple of the obvious ones.
This is character building, by the way.
You are some clown.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, okay,
absolutely fine. I am. I'm a big clown. Go on, I can take that, yeah. Keep on going.
I've never met a bigger spanner.
Oh, no.
I'm a big spanner.
Yeah, I can take spanner. I think that's fair. I'm okay with that one. Okay, mm-hmm. keep them rolling.
What a flute.
These are funny, though.
I like flute.
They're not insulting as such. Like, I know they're making me out to be an Egypt, but I am an Egypt.
Yeah.
Flute is okay.
Okay,
yeah.
You're a tool.
Am I?
You are a tool.
That one I'm good. Oh. What does tool mean, though? That kind of feels like I'm just, I'm a tool. Okay,
you're a tool.
I'm a tool.
You're a tool. Okay, you're a langer.
What's a langer?
Well, it's a real Cork thing, isn't it? You're some langer.
Yeah, but what's the description of it? What's the definition of the word?
I don't have a dictionary definition.
What is a langer?
Yeah, langer. We can Google it. You're a langer.
Okay, I'm a langer.
Some langer. An Egypt.
Yeah,
basically.
I'm an Egypt. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a gobdaw.
Amy's face. Okay. Yeah, I'm all right.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to cry. No,
I can see a little tear in a corner there. I can see a little tear. What about you're so thick?
Oh, I think that's actually...
I don't like thick.
I think that's a bit nasty, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be partly true, but I think that's a bit mean.
And I'm going to do one slightly rude one.
Okay.
Okay. You're a gobshite.
No, because that's... Do you know what? I won't take that one because I think... That means that, like, you're not a very nice person. Do you know what I mean? I can take plank and tool.
I think gobshite is more Egypt as well than a nasty edge.
Ah, I'm a gobshite. I'm the mall.
Okay, all right. I'm going to stop because I feel bad. And somebody's probably just...
Do you feel bad?
Well, somebody's probably turned this on halfway through going, why has Niall been so horrible to show?
No, it's building me up for the next stage so that when potentially another message comes in that I am able for it.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all coming
There's
in.
There's loads coming in. You're welcome to put them in a voice note as well so she hears the anger in your voice.
Yeah.
Okay? But just remember, keep them relatively clean, no personal appearance stuff. Insult show. It's your one opportunity here on Beat Breakfast. She
I'm
is ready.
Yeah, you've really come good with this one. When we ask you to do something,
yeah, you deliver.
Really do it.
You deliver. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you strong?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, here's some of the ones coming in from the southeast. This is what they think of you. Annie thinks you're a numpty.
That's lovely. That's a really nice insult.
You like that one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's like silly.
Okay.
Yeah.
PJ says you're as thick as a short plank.
No, that one is not great.
It's not great, is it? Okay, let's go over here. We've one of the small ones wants to talk to you.
I'm sending in an insult for show. Show likes to lick her own window.
Ava.
Thanks, Ava.
Yeah. Shanine, look, Shanine's just having her own little crack this morning.
Yeah, go on, but the only PG one I can think of when God was giving out noses, you Tommy said roses and you asked for a big red one. Or when God was giving out ears, you Tommy said pears and you asked for two big ones.
It's the fact that she finds...
Sorry, Shauna.
Darlene, you don't have to be sorry. You did what you were asked to do and you gave yourself an awful good time in the process. I love it.
Certainly
right, what
did.
Else have you got for me?
What else have we got? There's a lot of people giving out to me already.
Why, what are they saying?
Gombean. I haven't heard that
yeah,
in years.
Yeah, Gombean's a good one. Yeah, it's good insults. Yeah, I can take that.
Ross can't do it. Do you want to hear what he has to say?
Yeah, okay, go on.
I actually can't bring myself to insult you, you know that. I just can't. I'm there thinking there's so many I can, but I just can't. I'm sorry. I'm after skulking out of that one. Yeah, no.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Aww, okay. You're so cute.
Teresa says, so you can't have brains and beauty.
I'll take it. I love Rachel's. I love how all Irish insults are random words, but they actually hurt. Show, mine is you are away with the fairies.
Also, Leanne was on, and I think she's trying to be nice here, but it's still kind of... says, I love how show always brings something to the conversation, even though sometimes I have no idea what she's on about.
Then a fairy.
That's me most days as well. And do you want to hear my favourite insult this morning?
On.
Emer was on, and she says, show, you make me miss Vinny and Trish.
Thanks so much, Emer. That one actually, like, I need to lie down after that one. That really hurt.
Wake up. Niall and Show. In the morning. On Beat.
The insults are still coming in. Can I just say, thank you so much. My skin is slightly thicker than it was 20 minutes ago.
That was the point.
But can I also say, right, and you kind of touched on it there, we do put ourselves out there. The nature of this show is to be a little bit silly and to be up for a crack and to bring things to the table that maybe you wouldn't hear anywhere else, right? That is just the nature of it. Mm. But I also want to say, and I'm not going down a serious route, I spent so many years of my teenage years and adult life being afraid of who I was or covering up who I was and not being
making
myself.
Making myself smaller.
Making myself smaller and trying to fit in and maybe masking who I was. And I honestly have to thank Be Breakfast and the people that listen to the show every day for letting me be me. And I'm okay with the insults because I know it's all banter.
Okay.
Apart from your man that called me a dope yesterday.
Okay, well, I'll give you two last ones
then. Go on.
Lisa says, I love show, but she's the worst clairvoyant in the South. That's fair.
I'm never going to be allowed to do my psyche predictions again on the back of yesterday. I'll take that one.
Saffron, you're like Erin Soup, a thick country vegetable.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Welcome to Tuesday, right? If you weren't with us last Tuesday, well, what can I say except you're in for a little bit of a treat. It's a brand new game on the show. It's called Who'd Pull First.
You'd even call it a game, really.
It is a game. It's fun.
Okay.
So basically, Niall and I have three celebrity names that we are giving to each other, and we have to decide whether or not we think, if we were in the bar and somebody across the bar locked eyes with us, who would pull first, me or the celebrity, or Niall or the celebrity? Have I described that properly?
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah.
All right, not great.
So it's based on lots of stuff. Now, it's based, of course, a little bit on your looks. Also, it's on your aura and how you carry yourself. You know, you're not getting too deep into personality at this stage because you're
at
the bar.
It's just a look.
Like, you know, at the same time.
Do you think you have enough in your eyes and in your kind of like,
if you were to have those first few words of banter, like, you know.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we are going to get you involved, all right? So we know how you like to give feedback on the show. So you know the number. It's 0851029103. If you think we're absolutely delusional and kidding ourselves that we could pull over a certain celebrity, get in touch.
I think we'll be too hard on
ourselves. Like, a lot of love last week when I said Miriam McCallaghan would pull over me, and I stand by it. Yeah, until you've seen that woman, until you've stood beside her in real life, what a goddess. But anyway, let's go for it, right?
Okay.
I will give you your first celebrity this morning.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, you're at the bar.
Yeah.
There's a beautiful person across the bar. And standing beside you, Niall Power, at the bar, in competition with you, is none other than footballing legend, Harry Redknapp.
Oh, Harry. What a dote of a man.
I'm a celebrity, like, the series has been brilliant, but Harry Redknapp, I know you're not watching Amy, but, like, he played a trick on them the other night. Like, he told them that there was a big challenge, or what do you call them? Trial. He told them there was a trial, and he came out with a board and he read out the trial and everything, and they'd already done two trials that day and they were broken, and then he just turned around and goes, I love winding people up.
you haven't seen last night's yet. They got him back.
Oh, brilliant. I love it. Anyway, Harry Redknapp is 79.
Yeah, an amazing man. And very entertaining.
Yeah, I love him.
And he's the kind of guy, you just want to put your arms around him. You want him to be your granddad.
Yeah.
You don't want to pull him. You don't want to jump his bones.
No.
So to speak.
I don't know.
Would you fancy him?
But, like, I think he's so charismatic. I love a funny man. I think someone that can make you laugh is just... And he doesn't... He's one of those people that, like, really doesn't... Not that he doesn't care about what other people think, but he's very much himself, and he doesn't worry about what other people think.
But the reality is neither of us would have a chance because he's so in love with Sandra. He's not going to pull anybody.
But that's not
Sandra.
The point.
Yeah.
Who's going to pull over you?
Okay,
Harry
I'm
Redknapp?
Happy to confirm that I'm going to pull over Harry Redknapp. If it was his son, Jamie, it might be a different story.
I mean, no comment.
Well, I'm definitely pulling over Harry Redknapp.
Harry Redknapp has some banter, though. For a 79-year-old, he has it, right? Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that one. Okay, who's my first celebrity? Agree or disagree? 085-102-9103.
All right, okay.
I'm giving you the second one. Yeah. My bad. Vogue Williams. My therapist ghosted me, married Spencer Matthews, just announced she's having another baby. Mm. Very popular. I did The Jungle last year, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So could you pull over Vogue Williams?
Do you know, the thing about Vogue, right, is I'll do the negative first. She wasn't great crack in The Jungle. I don't think she showed herself to her best.
Well, that's
and if she had that kind of banter at the bar, I'd probably have a little bit of an edge on her. But she is very glamorous. She is pretty. She is successful. And
that could have been the editing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you never know.
I don't know. I think she's lovely, though. I think she's very normal and real and stuff. And I think, like, in fairness, she's taller than you, Niall.
She is, yeah. I remember that part you told
her. I know
then.
You're a tall man and everything, but I believe Vogue is taller than you. What are you saying?
She might be very tired, though, looking in the bar with that fourth baby. It just arrived, you know?
You can't be bringing her personal life
into
it.
I'm just saying, like, she might be sleeping well and she'd have bags under her eyes.
She's not
now,
having
Vogue
bags
Williams
under
is,
her eyes.
Vogue Williams is pulling over me,
okay.
Let's be honest.
Well, we would really like some feedback from you listening this morning. Like, you kind of trolled us last week. I'd prefer to be trolled than hear nothing at all. Okay. Are you ready for your third celebrity? Your third celebrity is Justin Timberlake. Can't stop the feeling. 45 years of age is Justin Timberlake. You're standing at a bar. Bit controversial, to be fair, in the last few years.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't be in a bar.
Amy, go on, tell your story.
No, I was telling Jo this and she hadn't heard about it. But recently, I think he was... Well, I don't know. Can I say?
He was
pulled over.
Yeah,
he was pulled over in America.
Yeah.
And the policeman didn't have a clue who he was and he kind of looked at him like, how do you not know who I am? And he was like, what's your job? What do you do? And he's like, it's complicated. And eventually he just said, I'm Justin Timberlake. And he was like, who?
Yeah. It was probably a young cop.
Yeah,
who remembers
so
glory
complicated. Okay, what are you thinking? You're at the bar,
so,
Justin Timberlake is there.
Okay, I'm going to start with this. If it was 2003, Justin... In the Justified era.
Who
just had it all going on.
All of it, Sexy back.
Yeah. I remember the posters and all the rest. But fast forward, and obviously he has had complicated times lately. He's shown himself on a couple of occasions to be a bit of a loser.
Yeah.
There was that, and I don't remember, does anyone remember when he was on Punk'd?
No.
Ashton Kutcher got him. And
did he freak out?
Yeah, he was actually like crying for his mammy. Like, you know, that kind
of
way. Yeah. So I don't know.
Also, I've read the Britney book.
Mm. Yeah, well, you're very much Team Britney.
I know.
I think there's two of them in it, you know, like any relationship now, you know. And at the end of the day, she made some smart comments when he was arrested for DUI and then she was arrested a few months later. So anyway.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. But all in all, weighing it all up, still think Justin
God,
will pull over.
God, we could be here all night. You think Justin will?
I still think Justin will pull over.
I don't know, Niall, to be honest with you. I think you're being a bit harsh on yourself there.
He just do his moves.
You have those hips as well, we've seen
him. No, Justin will pull over.
What do you reckon? Is Niall being harsh here? Do you think he could pull over JT? 085-1029-103.
Right. Oh, thank you, Larry, by the way. Says not sure about the Harry one. In other words, he thinks Harry would pull first too. I lost all of them.
He's just had a very, very successful footballing career. Do you know what I mean? Like he's managed teams, he's managed people, he's yeah. I mean, look it. Like, don't be too hard on yourself. Michael.
All right, three celebs for show. Who'd pull first? Let's start out. I scribble a load of names and I'm not sure. Let's start with Katie Price.
Pricey. Do you know what I'll say about Katie Price? Like, she's had such a life, right? And she has probably lived many lives in her own lifetime, and she's had many husbands and she's had many stories to tell. She's appeared on many, many reality TV shows. I saw a clip of her recently where she was pregnant and she was in a pink lycra. She was going for the Eurovision.
Oh, yeah.
The UK Eurovision. Google it, Amy. I will say, and you might laugh at me, Katie Price is actually meant to be a lovely person. Okay? She is. She's meant to be really nice. I've heard from
I know
a woman that does her extensions, and the woman who does her extensions is a friend of a woman that I know that also does hair, and she said she's really nice.
Okay.
Really, really nice.
You'll have to take your friend of a friend of a friend's word for
that. Yeah, I'm telling you, she's meant to be a lovely person.
That is a look.
Yeah, she was wearing a pink lycra suit. I think Katie Price would pull first.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think like there's still a thing about Katie Price where she was like such an iconic model of her time. Do you know what I mean? Do you not think that? Like,
yeah, but right now in this moment,
I haven't seen her though. In like my friend who knows,
I thought you were obsessed with her latest marriage there.
So when she married the last guy, But my friend who does her hair, or knows the girl that does her hair, that anytime she comes over to something, she's really nice. I think everybody that meets her says she's great crack and she's very funny. I think Katie Price would pull before me. I'm just saying it, honestly.
I don't know.
It's your decision, but yeah, we're not sure about that. Let us know. 085-102-9103.
It's like you're cross with me.
see yourself as better. Like, she's, you know, maybe 20 years ago when she was all boob. But I don't know about now. You're still all boobs.
I'm not. I have no boobs.
Right, next up, we're going to stay on I'm a Celebrity a team here. Who'd pull first? You or Jimmy Bullard?
I don't know what is wrong with me today, but I think he is beautiful.
Do you?
Yeah. Jimmy Bullard. Harry Redknapp is her dream.
Jimmy Bullard.
I need to make sure I know what he looks
He's
like.
He's so good looking. Honestly, Jimmy Pollard is a very handsome man.
I don't know about that.
He's sexy with his ponytail and everything.
I don't know about sexy. Now.
I'm telling you, he's a good looking guy. He's a very good example of somebody that's
this one.
Yes, but he doesn't look like that now. He's a silver fox. He'd pull before me.
Jimmy Bullard would.
He would, I'm telling you. And he's really funny as well. Look at the girl he's with in that picture. Look who he's pulled. See? He's a good-looking fella. I'm telling you. Jimmy, you're picking up... That's a good-looking guy. You're taking all bad pictures.
Just image searched him.
You're misrepresenting Jimmy Bullard. He's a good-looking guy. And I tell you one thing. He'd definitely pull over me in a bar. What are we getting trolled? What's Mark saying?
Guys, I've been away for a while, lads. But what's going on? Show thinks Jimmy Bullard is good-looking. Come here.
I'm telling you. Okay. Pull over me.
Madness. Can I say one thing, right? Yeah. I just got a little bit of goss this morning. Again, I'm not revealing anything because it's on tonight's show and I haven't seen it, but they just saw the tease last night. There is a massive, vicious row between Adam and Jimmy. Okay.
Bullard.
Yeah. Your pal, the hot one, right? So much so, I just saw online this morning that Jimmy's now refusing to go to the live show and producers are threatening to cut his fee.
Oh.
That's how bad the row
so
was.
So he's in the wrong.
I don't know. I'm not.
This affects pulling at the bar. Because if he's got a bad rep, then he's not going to pull. I still think he's better looking and I think he'd pull over me.
Okay.
Amy's after putting Jimmy Bullard pictures into our WhatsApp group.
We're one left. You know, so far, Katie Price and
Jimmy Bullard. That's a mean picture that you've shared, Amy.
Have gone away with their...
So
you're left. Yeah. And the only person you're left with at the bar now, the last option is 10 to 2. The bar is about to close. Options are limited. And it's you and Whoopi Goldberg. Well,
I tell you, I'm going 3 for 3.
No!
An absolute howl of a woman.
She is.
Hysterical. So talented. Whoopi would pull in a heartbeat over me. She's like... beautiful inside and out. I'm sorry. He is. See, somebody else. Show, I'm with you. He's so handsome. He's a gorgeous smile. Who's that? My gorgeous friend Tracy in Wexford. I'm telling you. Whoopi Goldberg would pull over me as well. Because she's Whoopi Goldberg. She'd be standing at the bar. Like, look, if Whoopi Goldberg.
I will follow you.
I will follow you. My guy. Yeah, no. I think Whoopi. It's 3 out of 3.
Okay. So Whoopi's gone now. It's just you left. All by myself. I think it's going to take us all a bit of time to come down from the Jimmy Bullard. Yeah. Is a really
what
handsome guy.
What is your issue? Like, Google him. You're finding bad photos. If you Google me, you'll find bad photos as well. But Jimmy Bullard is a good-looking guy. All right, and okay. I stand by it. All right,
okay.
I'm not backing down on this. A good looking, lovely teeth.
Get up!
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
Right
from the source, yeah. What have you got for us?
I want to just talk about this for a minute because I actually didn't know this was still a thing, but it seems it is. So, have you ever received a message asking you to send it on to your friends? And if you don't, something might happen to you. Well, sometimes it's something good. Send this on to 10 people. You will get loads of money, or you will get luck in your life. But so you're right. A lot of the times, if you send it on to 10 people, the worst things in the world will happen to you. Seemingly, these they're called chain messages. I remember them very much. Kind of probably noughties, people emailing them around. There used to be some text messages, and I thought they'd kind of calmed down. But it does seem that they're still going around on some social media and on WhatsApp.
On WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Yeah, I'm just reading a story here. It's from CBBC. Okay, but it's for children. So let me start with the advice. It says, if you think you might have been sent a chain message, don't send it on. Speak to an adult you trust.
Oh.
And remember, no matter what the message says, nothing bad will happen to you if you don't send it on.
I think that's just important to say, because you would. Like, if you saw something and you thought, oh, well, you know, maybe I should.
Well, I'm going to give you an example of, and this is why I'm talking about it, because Brian, who's our head of social media, came in to me yesterday and he says he's just gone to the Beat messages and he's been sent this. I think it was on Instagram. I won't read it all because it's a bit grim in places, but it says, I'm sorry I sent you this, but as soon as you open this message, the challenge begins.
Oh no.
I got this message saying, hi, my name is, let's say Sally, okay? My name is Sally. I died 27 years ago.
Oh,
if you don't send this to 20 people, I will sleep by your side forever. I mean, that...
You said you were going to leave out the grim bit.
If you don't believe me, look me up. Sally sent this to 20... Send this to 20 people. A girl ignored this and... Oh, I won't say what happened to her mom. So send
this
to 20 people.
This is a ridiculous story.
Or she will sleep by your side forever. Sorry for sending you this, but I'm not risking it.
What?
Now, what would you do if you got that show?
Where do I report it to? Like, that's not right. You shouldn't be sending people that. And, like, that's like a threat. And I don't know. I'm not into it.
The problem is, obviously, there are probably vulnerable people who would.
Yeah. I'm not into that. And I don't think you should. I actually don't know how, but I think I missed the whole chain mail.
Never
really?
Got any.
Yeah, I don't have any vivid memories of people sending those and like me feeling the pressure to forward them on. I said to you yesterday, I feel terrible when people put stuff up on Facebook.
Okay.
And
if you don't share this, please share this if five people share it.
And it's a few paragraphs and it's like, I know, at the end it says, I know most people won't read this. And I feel terrible guilty.
Really?
I know most people won't read
this.
But
is it not the same kind of guilt and pressure? Even if the story's coming from a good
place. I think it's when,
they're not talking about you will die or you will lose all your money.
Exactly. There's a valid difference
there.
But
it's still the same kind of pressure.
I think when it's personal, do you know what I mean? When somebody shares something on Facebook that's personal and they say, what?
It may be coming from a personal place, but the words aren't personal. They've copied and pasted that from somewhere
else. I know,
else.
And I still fall and I feel like I should share it. And then it's how many people have shared. I read till the end. Yeah, I always read till the end, even though I know it's been copied and pasted. And then I think maybe I should leave Facebook because I don't like to walk away from them.
Yeah. But,
you know, I also feel if you share one, then you're responsible for sharing all of them. I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest with you. I don't think they teach you that in school.
No, they don't. They don't. We should do another media literacy tour just on that.
Obviously, though, the point is, if you did get something like that, that you 100% know that like nothing bad is going to happen.
Nothing bad is going to happen, and you could probably report the person who sent it to you because it is a spam. You know?
I just call you, to
what
be honest.
What is the point of it? That's a good question, Amy.
What are people getting out of this?
Was it a joke?
No, I think genuinely the people sending it
believe
that something bad is going to happen them, so they have to pass it on to 20 people, which is a really cruel thing to do, really, to put that
on. But who invented it?
I have the answer for that from CBBC.
What year was it?
1800, the 18th century.
Oh, can we not stop it now, please? It's been going around for too long.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, if you've had one of these recently, let us know, and would you be inclined to send it on or not? A few people talking to us about the chain mail, a bit of a blast from the past. Joseph says, I've never got a chain mail, but I am still waiting on that couple of million dollars from the Nigerian uncle I never knew I had. Remember that whole era?
Lauren said, I'm fairly sure that I didn't send on a chain message many years ago, and that is the reason I'll always be single. No, darling, no. You will find your person. I absolutely believe you're so lovely. You really will.
And Anne said, I think the chain mail started by the phone companies because people used to be charged per text, so it was a good way to get people to text.
That makes sense. Forget your 1800s. Mm. It was the phone companies.
They must be raging now. WhatsApp is free.
Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat breakfast with Niall and Show.
All the gossip.
Break on the sauce, yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
We're from the source, yeah.
Okay. I just want to briefly mention this, and I've got to be careful, family show and all that, but it was the headline that really grabbed my attention yesterday evening. Stop using it immediately. Recall issued for remote control, and then in inverted commas, toy from Anne Summers.
Oh.
Comreg, the official state regulator for all things kind of technical, has warned users that this product, this toy, presents a risk of injury. The parts may come off when you're using it, and it's really serious. So, like, obviously concerned about that, but it does lead me to an incident that happened in Waterford City, my beautiful home city, yesterday afternoon. Over to you, show.
I was getting my stuff out of my car yesterday afternoon. It's a sunny day in Waterford.
Beautiful day.
I just want to tell you, I stayed in the beautiful Granville last night, and I love it there.
Oh, you were doing some photo shoot this morning at 6 o'clock, I tell you.
It's half five. Did you see my view from the balcony?
Gorgeous.
Oh my God, I literally was like grateful hands. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so beautiful. Anyway, sorry. So I was getting all my stuff out of the car, and I know Niall and Tom slag me when I'm going away. I take more for one night than I would for a week, and I beat it, right? So I had my handbag, which is quite a sack bag. I had my beach bag with all my shoes in it for the fashion show. So a big kind of like sack bag. And then I had an extra coat and my suitcase, right? So I had a lot. And one of my bags was on my shoulder, and then I was carrying everything else. And I walked to the traffic lights by the clock tower there, which is the car park that I was parked in. And there's works obviously going on in the quay at the moment. So there was a little bit of noise, you know, there's stuff going on, and there was workers doing their thing. So we were standing at the traffic lights waiting to cross the road, and there was a woman and her son beside me, and we were waiting. And the next minute I heard this noise, and I thought, this is really loud, these work people behind me. And I was just kind of looking around, and she was looking around because it was just in our ears, kind of. But we were trying to figure out where it came from.
Okay.
And I kind of looked one way, and the next minute I looked back and I realised she was staring at me and my bag, right?
Oh. Ooh.
And the next moment I realised said noise was coming from the bag on my shoulder, right?
Okay.
So I was going, what is that? It was so loud.
What did it sound like? A kind of vibrating sound?
Very strongly, Niall.
Oh, okay.
Very strong.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
So I, at that point, reach my hand in. Now, remember, I have two bags, a suitcase and a coat, right? So I'm reaching my bag in, trying to open my toilet bag to move the... It was my toothbrush, all right? It was my electric toothbrush.
Did the woman think it was your toothbrush?
I don't think so, Niall. The woman standing with her son, I definitely think, believed there was something else in my bag. I brought my toothbrush in today.
So we know what it sounds like. Okay, perfect. We can get an indication here of the kind of sound that you were broadcasting in my home city.
I want to make clear that it wasn't just this sound. What happened was my electric toothbrush was vibrating against a cleanser in my bag. So that it was the friction that was causing the problem. Just pulled in. Give me something to... What can I...
Phone?
No. So this is it on its own, right? Now remember, this was inside a bag and then pushing against something else. But like my whole bag... there, look.
I see what you mean by like building noise.
But like, I can't... Like, there was traffic. There was building noise. And that was like... The loudest thing in the world. She just stared at me, and then I just went, like, put my hand in, turned it off, and went, ha, my toothbrush.
It was absolutely my toothbrush, everybody. Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Oh. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Gimme the Goss on Beat with Supermax. The Fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
We want to talk about earrings.
I have a real problem. I had this problem at the fashion show last night, and I have it today. Sometimes I have a problem with the backs of my earrings. They fall out very easy. Anyway, Niall, come up off the floor. It's all right. Don't worry. We'll find it later. Back to business. Right from the source. This is not the first time this story has kind of hit the headlines, right? And I'm actually going to defend Brooklyn Beckham, right? Because he's been slated again for making pasta. Okay, so he's been mocked in his latest cookery video. Have you seen these over the years?
Yeah. I'm a nutter in the kitchen.
Yeah, remember I'm a nutter in the kitchen, I am. The aspiring chef...
He makes a huge deal of this big video, and then he ends up making a toasted cheese sandwich or something. Yeah.
But he posted this video. He was promoting, basically, his Cloud 23 hot sauce. I don't know if you've heard of it. But followers were then distracted by his basic cooking skills. Okay, and also there's an issue with the watch that he's wearing. Apparently that might belong to his
His father gifted it to him. It's worth like 150 grand.
220,000. Like, yeah,
with everything going on, you didn't take off the watch.
No.
You know?
So he is making pasta in his house, which he shares with Nicola Peltz in LA, and his friend is with him, right? So he's whipping up this pasta and then he's putting his own sauce on it. And like, I just want to defend him because I just think people are quite mean, aren't they? Like, the comments are all, oh, boiling pasta is what he does best. Oh, basic. Oh, amazing. You made pasta. Oh, boiled some pasta, mate.
It's all true.
I know, but like, what is wrong with a guy who just take, like, it actually, to me, right, Amy, come here, because you're such a foodie like me. It looks really, really nice. Like, it looks, to me, that looks like a really good plate. I love a plate of pasta.
It looks so good, it looks almost fake.
No, it's not fake. He definitely made it. But doesn't that look
so orange?
Because that's the colour of his sauce.
No, it does look yummy.
It looks really good.
He's just put a few leaves on it and you think it's fancy.
I think maybe it's because I come from a place of just not being the best cook in the world. But I just think people, like, What is he doing to hurt you? Like, well, it's only a bit of
I think it's because he's had about five careers.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Remember the photography
away,
career with the elephant?
The elephant,
and all that.
That was bad.
We live in an age where you can change careers very easily. I don't know why I feel so defensive of him today and his being... Like, you can't do anything in this day and age. And all the fella's doing is in his kitchen making some pasta. Oh, we'll pop it up on a video. It's my sauce. I want to share it with the world. And this is the feedback he gets.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
I
feel absolutely offended on Brooklyn's half.
I am so offended on your half.
On his behalf. I really do. Yeah. I'm not just saying it.
No, she feels really strongly.
I think that, like, if a guy wants to make pasta in his millionaire home fancy kitchen, let a man be. Let them. I don't know. Am I actually gone mad? Like, is it? Am I the only one that thinks this is just cruel for no reason? Like, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say
nothing.
Yes, he did boil some pasta. That is just a fact. You don't need to make a mockery of him.
Right? Okay, thank you. I'm glad you had your spiel.
I'm offended on his half.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, it's Friday. That means it's time for the Friday game show. Who is our victim this week, I wonder?
No, don't call her a victim. It's Sinead.
Don't call me a victim.
No, never, darling, never. How are
you
this morning?
Now. You sound dodgy. How are you?
Good. We're good, lovey. You're in Tullow this morning. I'd say it's beautiful there, is it?
Oh, it's beautiful. I'm having a cup of coffee here with my friend Michelle, who is mortified here beside me because I have the phone on speaker.
Morning, Michelle.
Morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning.
Come here now. Are you in Michelle's or is she in yours or where are you?
We're in actually a petrol station having a coffee and a jambon. You interrupted my jambon, so I won't give out.
Well, that is the way to start a Friday summery day. Come here to me. Michelle doesn't want any part in this, does she not?
Oh, she does, yeah.
Oh, she wants.
She does, yeah.
She wants half the 50
absolutely.
Euro one for all vouchers.
Oh, she's not getting half the 50 euro, but she can just have the part.
Right. Well, what did she say?
She'll be a willing participant.
Okay,
willing
perfect. Participant. Can I ask you, this is a serious question now, Sinead. Have you heard this before?
No, I don't know. I'm kind of perimenopausal at the moment, so I forget most things. But I probably do. I listen to Beat every morning, so.
You know what? You're my kind of girl. Just say it as it is, Sinead. Right. I love that, right? Yeah, you do. You do, and I love it about you, right? Let me just explain to you, right?
She's going to take none of your nonsense. I know it.
I don't want her to take any of my nonsense. I am here. I respect Sinead already. I can tell she's someone I respect. I will tell you, this is ridiculous, right? It's the most ridiculous quiz on Irish radio. It makes no sense whatsoever. The questions and answers are silly, but all you've got to do is play along with us.
Humour.
And just have a little laugh. Is that all right?
Right, so I'm not going to get like anything wrong if I say like the wrong answer.
You can't get it wrong. It's multiple choice and it's very obvious the answers.
Perfect.
Okay,
well that's all right.
Good. Is Michelle okay?
She's in shock, but she's fine.
Have another bite of your jambon. This is the Great Beat Breakfast. Feels like summer in the southeast. Big noisy 99s in the house. Friday game show. Question number one, girls. Let's do this. Complete the famous phrase you might hear on Beat, and I'll give you options. Okay, girls? Is it?
Yeah.
One, summer in the northeast. Two, summer in the southwest. Or three, summer in the southeast.
Well, hello, we have to confer here.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's allowed.
I think it's summer in the southeast.
Ah, it would be summer in the southeast.
Yeah, you're pro at this. Boom.
It's absolutely a beautiful sound. So it is summer in the southeast.
Beautiful.
Right. Let's keep going, Sinead and Michelle. Let's keep going. Question number two: what colour is the president in America's house? Is it?
I thought you were going to say something else. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't know where your brain was going, Sinead.
Oh God, somewhere else. Anyway, go.
Yeah, we better move on from that. I'm not sure what you're going to say. Okay, what colour is the U.S. president's house?
The house.
The house. The
Hang on, you've got multiple choice. Don't rush in.
Friday game show.
I'm so smart.
You are. Is it A, the turquoise house, B, the mint house, or C, the white house? Take your time.
The white house.
Now, Sinead, I will say for the next question, just don't be as enthusiastic. You need to give a little bit of a gap so the people listen have, you know, make it a bit more dramatic.
A bit of jeopardy.
Sorry,
you know.
Go ahead, drag it out. Go ahead,
Drag it out,
yeah.
Sorry, what was the answer there, Sinead? I didn't catch that.
The White House.
It was the White
House. No.
Okay, you got 2 points on the board.
You're absolutely flying excellent at this. Do you know what you're doing? You're making a mockery of people listening to this show, Sinead.
A mockery. Mockery. These are all tits and dogs. Yeah.
God, okay.
Sinead is taking no mess.
No.
Okay, question number
three. No prisoners.
Question number three. What is the correct version of this phrase? I think this phrase is going to be right up your street. Is it A, go tiny or go home?
Mm-hmm.
B, go big or go home? Or C, go massive or go home? Okay. Now take your time, Sinead and Michelle.
That's right up my street. That sounds worse than the first thing you said. It's go big or go home.
It is. At this point in the Friday Game Show, can we check in on Michelle?
How's Michelle doing?
Still here. She's still very red in the face, but okay, she's here.
Is she finished her jambon?
Yeah, she's horsing into the coffee here. Or tea, okay. She has tea.
She okay has tea. All right, okay. We're nearly there, girls. We're nearly there. Just tell Michelle she will be needed attention for question number five, yeah, okay? She will
why
be
needed.
Okay.
Okay,
here we go.
Not singing. Yeah. You're not singing, well, she said.
Well, sorry, Michelle, you're here now. You know, you may as well
you
go.
You said you were
it
a willing participant.
Yeah. Question number four. God. When you experience an overwhelming feeling of emotion, you might call it A, all the deals, B, all the heels, or C, all the feels. Now take your time, okay, because this is the last proper question.
Mm. Okay. As Michelle is also perimenopausal with me, she can vouch for me that every day, about 10 times a day, we have all the feels.
You know what? It's a tough time you're going through, yeah, but it paid on that question, didn't it? It paid off.
It did, yeah. See, you know. It's yeah, something really yeah, in the menopause.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. Listen, girls, we don't want to keep you for much longer. You've been brilliant so far. Okay. The last question on our Friday game show is always very special because it is an audio clue.
Audio clue.
Okay.
Right.
Now Michelle's left. Has she? She's left the car at this stage.
No, she's here. She's good at this now. She's good at this stuff.
So we are going to perform, us in studio, a piece from a very well-known song. Everyone knows this. It's iconic. We're going to stop and you just have to finish the next couple of words.
That's it.
It's as easy as that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing else required. You just need to complete what's next. And I know for a fact, I believe in Sinead and Michelle in Tullow this morning. I know that you're going to do this. So where are we stopping there now?
We are going to stop at O.
Okay, so what I'm going to say to you is, girls, in the car in Tullow this morning, we do a vocal warm-up and we're all going to do it together, all right? So all we're doing is, like, really
open
getting the mouth
chords
going, like, open up the vocal cords, free that diaphragm.
Oh, yeah,
so, okay, so ready, everybody? Oh, yum, 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 okay, we ready?
Michelle won't all.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Amazing.
Amazing.
We've heard from Michelle. That's brilliant. Okay. Stand by, everybody. This is your audio clue, Sinead and Michelle.
Just remember, continue the next couple of words when we stop.
Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Met a girl crazy for me. Met a boy cute as can be. Summer days drifting away to a...
All the summer nights.
Yay! Yay!
Tell me more, tell me more.
Tell me more.
Get very
part
far.
What's the next word?
Tell me more, tell me more. Like, does he have a car?
Uh-huh.
Girls.
You are legends, the two of
you. You are absolutely.
My husband. Oh, big shout out to Stephen, Gary and Burnside and Carlo. He loves Greece. That's his favourite movie.
Oh,
well,
like
he's got good taste.
And I'm drinking coffee in the sun. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Can I just say, you're the kind of energy that everybody needs on a Friday morning. Up for the crack. Aww. Lovely and honest. We absolutely adore you. Sinead and Michelle, thank you for joining the Friday Game Show Madness.
Have a great weekend, girls.
Eat breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.